Summer is finally here, and it's time to hit the beach, wax the surfboard, and test the waters. Imaginary Stations brings you summer sounds over the shortwaves as we surf our way around the islands, riding the waves as far as they will take us. Hold on to your radio and don't wipe out.
One Deck Pete presents a surfing mix.
Square up to really stubborn stains with just a little new Surf Micro Liquid. Its concentrated cleaning power cleans as well as any of the leading concentrated liquids, but costs you less. That's Surf Square Deal. That's Square Deal Surf.
Thank you. But that can't give me power in the poor man's style. Couldn't get no sugar, what I'm great, ooga ooga. In the poor man's style. Couldn't get no iron, me have to walk up a mile. In the poor man's style. Oh, no.
Thank you. piñata y se revuelcan en el suelo. Saco mi pistola y disparo hacia el cielo. Cae una gaviota y la pateamos sin consuelo. Trapiche y a cangrejo podrido, cerdo comensales han comido en exceso. Yo descontrolado lo pateo y lo condeno. Los borrachos se ponen actual, manosean muchachas, beben mal. Una llama crece en mi interior.
You're listening to the Surf and Summer Mix of SURF, Surf from Imaginary Stations. Email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Thank you.
Imaginary Stations wants to hear from you because radio connects us all. Do you have a phone with a microphone? Send us an audio postcard from wherever you are in the world. Send us greetings from outside the train station in Paris, or your favorite songbird from Germany. Send your audio to imaginarystations@gmail.com, and you may hear yourself in an upcoming broadcast.
I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I scan for the both of us. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. But first I'm sitting over here. See that giggle of guys and girls. A typical day at the beach. Well, typical till I make my speech. There's a girl out on the sea, floating on a pink surfboard, with a picnic lunch and parasol, sitting there like a typical girl. Well, this is not a locker room, and that's a surfboard, not a yacht.
rivers to start building me, for the valleys to deepen, and the mountains to increase in height. When the right time comes, Mimi, you lift yourself up and stand there, Mimi, and see as far as you can see. Stand up, Mimi. Stand up, Mimi. Stand up. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I scan for the both of us. I scan the horizon for you, Mimi. I stand and scan on the strand of sand. I stand and scan on the strand of sand.
The great leveler's coming, Mimi, and he's not going to stop to take your pulse. And he's not going to ask you why the way you are. And I think that's the worst part. You never get a chance to explain yourself. He's gonna take those mountains and shove them into the valleys till there's nothing left except a vast expanse. And you'll float there, Mimi, on the flat sargasso sea of your soul. And if they pull you away from your bleaching pink surfboard and stretch you across the wind, you'll make no sound, wet leaves on a dry map. Nothing, nobody, the great leveler or the great escape.
But the day was faultless in beauty, pitched on tropical scenery, stretched from white sand up to the open sky.
This is DJ Frederick wishing you a groovy summer. You're listening to SURF, Surf from Imaginary Stations.
Good hello from Jugular Jones. It's time to hitch a sunspot wave and surf into the summer. Hit up your favorite whippy dip and take your gal to the drive-in movie show. This message has been brought to you by Surf, summer's unending radio fun.
We'll be right back. going out one night, me and my darling. We saw in the sky a flashing light, me and my darling. And as it hovered overhead, and as the sun was turning red, we heard a voice, and that voice said, your darling. Don't be afraid and run away, for soon there's going to come the day when all the world will hear them say,
children of earth, be not afraid, for we come in peace.
So you'll see kids out there again today.
Some of those kids today will be my co-hosts.
Just like, dude, you get the best barrels ever, dude. Just like, you pull in, and you just get spit right out of them. And you just drop in and just smack the lip. Whoop! Drop down. Snap. Ah! And then after that, you just drop in, just ride the barrel and get pitted. So pitted like that.
Well, actually, you know what? I take that back when you see the park behind him.
Snap. Ah!
Summer's unending radio fun from imaginary stations. Before you head out for the beach, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com.
Would you like to correspond with other shortwave listeners? Do you enjoy receiving cards and letters in the mail? Well, if you do, the Imaginary Stations Pen Pal Club is for you. Well, the Imaginary Stations Pen Pal Club is open now for new members. Due to postal rate increases, the membership cost is now $15 and includes our twice yearly newsletter mailed anywhere in the world, which is a bargain. So if you want to join, send $15 cash, or more if you like, the funds will be used to purchase shortwave airtime, to DJ Frederick, 40 Church Street, Groveton, New Hampshire, 03582 USA, or you can always email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com for our PayPal address. We'll see you soon at the mailbox.
Exploring science in the sea. There's a big hole in the Indian Ocean. It's nothing you can actually see, and the ocean itself isn't especially deep. Instead, it's a hole in Earth's gravitational field, the weakest pull across the entire planet. The hole was discovered in 1948. It's centered about 750 miles off the southwestern coast of India. It covers more than 1 million square miles, more than a third the area of the lower 48 states. Gravity there is so weak that surrounding regions of the ocean pull water away from it. As a result, sea level above the hole is about 350 feet lower than the global average. In 2023, using computer models of the motions of the plates that make up Earth's crust, scientists suggested the hole may be the remnant of another ocean, the Tethys Ocean. It vanished tens of millions of years ago. The ocean was wedged between two supercontinents, slabs that held most of the world's total land area. But the motions of the plates pulled apart one of the continents. That pushed the plate that held the Tethys Ocean deep into the mantle, the layer below the crust. The ocean floor reached its deepest point below the surface about 20 million years ago. It pushed away dense blobs of rock, allowing lighter rock to bubble up from below. The lighter rock exerts a weaker pull than the rocks around it. Scientists still need to confirm that scenario, a possible explanation for a giant hole at the bottom of the Indian Ocean. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas. I'm Holly Brawley.
Friends.
summer's unending radio fun from imaginary stations. Before you head out for the beach, email us at imaginarystations@gmail.com. You've been listening to SURF from Imaginary Stations on Shortwave. On behalf of One Deck Pete and Justin Patrick Moore, I'm DJ Frederick, saying thank you for listening, wishing you a very cool summer.